the plasma wind. An average of 4 times a day, the entire magnetic envelope surrounding Earth contorts and releases billions of kilowatt hours of stored energy. Such disturbances, called substorms, return the Earth's magnetosphere to a more stable, low-energy state.
About 1 hour before a substorm, Earth's field lines stretch, and the magnetic tail swells as the merging of the solar and terrestrial magnetic fields transfers more and more solar wind energy to the Earth's magnetosphere. The midsection thins in response, and plasma-filled field lines begin to squeeze together. As the magnetic field lines loop, touch, break, and reconnect, a magnetic bubble or plasmoid is formed downstream. Jets of highly energized particles then pour into the Earth's ionosphere to power the aurora.
During the main phase of the storm, the Earth's stored magnetic energy is converted into kinetic energy through the merging of magnetic field lines deep in the magneto tail. This store of kinetic energy gives rise to one of the most spectacular and bizarre phenomena in the cosmos, the catapulting of an enormous egg-like structure of superheated plasma away from the planet into space at speeds that can exceed 2 million miles per hour. The snap also hurtles electrons and ions from the magneto tail back toward Earth along the magnetic field lines connected to the atmosphere at high latitudes. Bombarded by these electrons, molecules of atmospheric gases break up into atoms, emitting crimson, green, and purple arcs of auroral light in the process. After about 3 hours, the storm subsides and the magnetosphere returns to a less energetic state.
As the final set of tail lines meet at the point halfway between the Earth and the plasmoid, stupendous amounts of energy are released. Like a magnetic slingshot, the merged lines hurl the giant bubble of plasma, some 580,000 miles wide and 92,000 miles high, tailward into the interplanetary space.